Betrayal is raw. No one can understand it unless they've been there before you. You don't want anyone to be there, but the ones that's been can sing it to you. Spare you the journey to pay the pain. You go to all these emotions. It was me, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy enough for them to be honest enough to care than reason with yourself. And you know that you're worth something, but just feels good to blame it on yourself, because it feels worse to be lied and betrayed by the one who you were one with in your soul. Everyone says the time will make it better, and I know will, but you'll always have that scab, that wound, that hill was still there, because we're not robots. We have memories we can't forgive, but it doesn't even erase, and sometimes memory is not your gift. But here's the irony, it can't be a gift if you remember and learn and not allow yourself to be vulnerable without feeling it is reciprocated. Betrayal. The wound of love hurts, you don't wanna feel it. You won't wanna know it, trust my words, it hurts. Time may heal, but scars remain deep in hearts that once did believe. If your hair has ever gotten soaked and wet from your tears, then you understand that memory's not your friend. Memories are not it, but they are if you learn the lesson of betrayal. Is not an easy song to sing, it's not easy to hear, but memory is not your friend. Memory is not your friend, but it is a gift if you use it wisely, to learn from it, to move on from it, my friend. Betrayal sneaks up on you when you're vulnerable, and not using your memory to recall how treacherous people can be, because you trust him when you're loving and you don't use your memory to remember the time and you were hurt when you were let down. So your blind side sneaks up on you, so if your memory don't let go, it's a gift, but sometimes not a friend. But we mean that in the end, when they'll be betrayed, you will learn that in the end it is not your friend, but it is a gift to carry three eyes so that you will not be blindsided again. So memory is called friend and not your friend, but it's a gift if you learn how to use it in the end.